Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Have you ever heard this quote, success leaves clues? You know, sometimes the most popular quotes, the things we repeat so many times, we really need to challenge them. We need to question them. We need to say, what is the truth about the statement I'm hearing? What about success gives invitations? You see, because success leaves clues makes it seem like, ooh, we gotta be detectives and we gotta look underneath every nook and cranny and we need to explore and we need to tiptoe and we need to be really intentional and really reserved and really reflective. Many times in my life, I've realized that success gives invitations. Success is about taking action. It's not about sitting back, being reflective, being introspective. Sure, there's a time for that, but there's also a time to step up and take action. You see, recently in our business, we've basically gave an invitation and certain people took action. Certain people are gonna be joining us in Columbus next month. Can't wait. It's gonna be a full day workshop. We're gonna work on their business. We're not going to work in their business. We're going to basically take a product or a service and push it all the way through to an effective launch. And then we're going to launch it with them. And there's 25 people that took action. They didn't say, ooh, you know, success leaves clues. They basically said, you know what? Success takes action. And look, I get it. It's not the right time for everybody. It's not the right event for everybody, but I hear these statements so many times floating around the internet. They look great as memes, but you look at the person saying the meme. You see, there's some good advice, which is who's giving you advice? Ouch, that's a good one. Good advice is who's giving you advice? And if you look at their life and you say, wow, you know, that person has become the person I want to be. That person has the type of attitudes I want to have. That person has the type of faith, has the type of resources. Then great, take advice from them. My favorite book says you will know them by their fruit. But many times we just pop on a meme and we say success leaves clues. And what does that even mean? What kind of advice is that? What does that mean on a practical daily basis? It probably means sit back and consume. Sit back and criticize. Sit back and be a judge rather than step up and get in the game. So my challenge to you today is, number one, the advice that you're following, are the people who are giving you the advice worthy of following? Number two, get off the bench. I don't know anyone who's taking too much action where we say, whoa, whoa, brother, whoa, sister, you're taking too much action. You better slow down. You better just take it easy. Last time I checked, I've never met anyone like that. So I challenge you today, success gives invitations. And if, guess what, if success isn't giving you an invitation, go out and ask. Beat down the door of success and ask for an invitation. In fact, better than even ask for an invitation, present a proposal and say, hey, success, I've been thinking and I have a proposal and here's the action that I've already achieved and I want to go create it for you. Now that is something that an outlier does. This is Carry Over Runner. Be a soul on fire. Remember, life is short and you need to make the most of every single moment. Go ahead and do that today. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carryoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.